the street.
On the dark end of the street.
To the bright side of the road.
To the bright side.
Channel Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Who Cares Wins. It's a gloriously sunny day, a bit nippy, but we're nice and warm in the studio. I'm Jan Mulligan, and with me today I have a guest, I'll put my teeth back in, guest co-presenter Kerry Hales. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, hello. I'm here again.
Kerry's very kindly sitting in for Angela. Angela's into week two of her Antipodean trip down under, and she's been posting photographs. Sent us some recordings last week. Unfortunately, technical issues this week, so we can't hear from Angela on her road trip, but we will hear from her because we have a very special guest today, Mr. Tim Box.
He's very special.
He's very special.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tim.
Thank you for having me back.
You're very welcome.
So, as long as you behave.
Tim and Kerry have already got a rapport going here, folks. I feel like the referee
he's
in a boxing
fight. He's very cheeky.
But Tim was on the show back in November last year, and he's going to be updating us on what he's been up to and what he has planned for 2014. But before we have a chat to Tim, Kerry, for listeners who didn't tune in a couple of weeks ago when you were our guest.
Tune in again.
Yes, why weren't they tuned in? But secondly, can you give us you in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, I am a coach. I do one-to-one coaching, and I do group coaching called Empowerment Classes for Women in Whitstable currently, because that's where I reside and I love. Mm-hmm. And I do week courses. They are five courses, five separate sessions on a Thursday evening. And people come to change their lives. They come to talk and find out what exactly they want to do. We have a lot of fun.
Excellent.
And
So we'll be posting your contact details again.
I will be there.
As Hilda Marie was with us last week, you're here this week. And across the next 8 weeks or so, the two of you will be sitting in for Angela, keeping her seat warm.
I don't know if it's sitting in for Angela. I feel I'm sitting in for you. You're sitting in for Angela.
I'm sitting on this side. She's sitting on that side. She's got all the tools.
I get to see her.
I've just got the Twitter feed.
Okay. Well, as I said, Tim Box is with us today. And Tim, you came, as I say, in November.
Yes.
You introduced us to hypnotism.
Hypnotism, yes, that's correct.
And you did some myth busting with us.
Yeah.
We probably need to do a little bit of recapping on that if we can.
Absolutely.
Because you refer to yourself as a remedial hypnotist.
Yeah, I don't use the title hypnotherapist. I'm not a fan of it.
Right.
And really, I just like to emphasise that we do hypnotism. Right. Where I work in my practice. Mm-hmm. I was a hypnotist before I was any sort of therapist. So hypnotism is what I do. It's who I am. So,
and you started out. It's hypnotism as in entertainment.
Yeah. I just went on a sort of curiosity satisfying weekend just to see what hypnotism was about. And I didn't really do anything therapeutic with it for a long time. It was kind of a bit of a random thing that took me towards the therapy angle of it. And it was just something like the same year I learned to juggle and I learned some magic tricks, and hypnotism was just something else I thought I'd have a go at. And I loved it so much. It changed my life in so many ways. And it was only later on, though, that I started to go down the therapy road and really jump down that rabbit hole.
And you had an interesting story that a friend asked you to help her out with nail biting, was
it? Yeah, one day when I had her stuck to the table, she said, why don't you do
you
something
to the table? You had her stuck to the,
to
table.
The table. Yeah, well, she thought she was stuck to the table, if that makes sense. Hypnosis-wise.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's
I just wanted to clarify that you had someone stuck to the table.
It wasn't actually glue or anything
glue
like that.
Involved.
No. It was a little hypnotism skit that I used to do a lot of. And she just said, look at my fingernails. And they were, to use an old schoolboy phrase, mm-hmm. they were mullered.
Right.
And she was a really bad nail biter. She would only really noticed she was biting her nails in the evening when she tasted blood. So
okay.
Quite a bad one. And she said, "Why don't you, you know, I'm getting married in a few months. I don't want to have false nails. Can you help me stop biting my nails?" And so I had no idea how to do any of that, but we had a go because she's a friend. And then a couple of weeks later, she surprised me and said, "Oh, look, I've stopped biting on my nails."
Fantastic.
And I was, you know, I was just about to burst into tears because it had a bit of an impact on me. It was one of those magic moment things. And and that was it then. That was, so as corny as it sounds, that was the moment where I sort of realised why I was here.
That light bulb.
And yeah, when everything sort of, oh, I like that feeling. Let's have that again.
Yeah.
And then I, as I say, literally dived down the rabbit hole, did everything, did all the courses, read all the books, tracked down all the best people that I regard in the world and just made sure they were telling me how it works and how to do it properly.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's still a lot of people are a bit dubious about the dangers, and you know, if I get hypnotised, am I going to be stuck? And can you make me do silly things?
Only if we suggest that you're stuck. Yeah. no, there's, when it's done properly, hypnotism is very safe.
Right.
When it's done properly.
And how do you know the difference? How would if I thought, okay, I'm, you know, I'm needing something to get more business.
Yes, okay, right.
And
yes.
You'd like me to hypnotise. So how would I know, what would I be looking for in a reputable hypnotist?
In a reputable hypnotist? To be honest, it's a minefield out there. There's there's something like 8 or 9 governing bodies, not actually government regulated. You know, the thing that you really need to set up as a hypnotherapist is a sign that says hypnotherapist. Right, and that's about it. Yeah. So there's some very good organizations. There's, you know, the Hypnotherapy Register, the National Council for Hypnotherapy, the NCH. But really, I tend to think, as with anything that we do therapy-wise, it's so practitioner-dependent. I think you have to be able to go along, meet the person. And, you know, I do a free consult. I say, come and see me, come and talk to me, find out if I'm the right person for you. And also, I need to find out you can do hypnosis okay. Because as a hypnotist, I recognise that not everyone can be hypnotised. To me, if you had to say, I'm on the phone to a hypnotherapist, what am I asking them that's going to tell me something about...
Yeah.
Ask them, can everyone be hypnotised?
And if they say,
oh, absolutely, then they're probably not doing hypnosis. They're probably relaxing you and getting you to close your eyes and doing all the things that we can all do, whereas hypnosis is a thing that not all of us can do. Now, don't get me wrong, 9 out of 10 people can do it fine. But if you're in that 1 out of 10 that are really going to struggle, then there's not a lot I can do. I'm just going to be talking to you and you're just going to be rejecting everything that I'm saying.
So in terms of... So I go along. I couldn't, and this could be the person who's the 1 out of 10.
Yeah, everyone thinks they are. Funnily enough, everyone who's listening to this is probably sitting there thinking, "Oh, just my luck. I'd be the one that."
Yeah. So in terms, of if that was the case, so it, and at the end of it, and I'd felt relaxed and everything else, because some people say that you need 6 sessions. Some people say you need 10 sessions. So what's the kind of what would you? In your experience.
Let's get this straight. This is not counselling. This is not psychotherapy. I'm not going to book you in for a 6-month course. You have got a bad pattern of thought that's going wrong, okay? Some pattern of thought in your subconscious mind is not as you would like it to be.
Right.
When we find that and we change it for something better, you're done, okay? So that could be... That could be one session when
Dan,
it works
I need
perfectly
him.
Well.
I think he's busy at the moment.
He is rather busy, isn't he?
But this is it. It's not, I don't know is the answer, how many sessions it will take. And I cannot even guarantee a result, especially before I know if you can do hypnosis.
But that's telling me something then, because quite a few hypnotists will say, okay, then you need 6 sessions or this before they've even assessed you.
Absolutely.
Which so if that's the case of like, right, okay, well, I can cure you in 6 sessions before I've even spoken to you, then that would be a red flag.
Well, yeah, to be honest, it would be for me, because we can't guarantee what connection the two people are going to have.
Yeah.
We can't guarantee that their mind is even going to accept change in the way that we're hoping it will. For me, once I've met the person for a consult, I can at least confidently say, you can be hypnotised, so we can start work. Yeah. Now, most of the people I see are between 2 and 4 sessions. And I always do at least 2, because I want you to come back for the second one and say, my life has changed. It's all done.
Yeah.
And then we get to...
Exactly. It worked. Yeah.
I told you, clicking my finger. But,
don't do that.
But then at least we get to consolidate what we've done. We get to talk to your subconscious and say, you know that thing you were doing that was wrong and now you're doing right? Mm-hmm. That feels better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then you'll never go back to the old thing again because your subconscious has fully accepted that that was the wrong option for you and now this is the right option.
So you're generally seeing people who feel they have a problem of some kind that they want to overcome.
Or if they want something to change. Now, right. I think this is the thing. I tend to think that we all have something. If I was to say to you, you have one wish, I'm going to click my fingers and something about the way you think or the way you behave will change to the way you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few people in this world
I'd like that, I'd like that.
Exactly. There's very few people that would have nothing. And that's really what we're talking about. It's something that you might be struggling to do. So let's take an example of, say, eating the wrong things.
Right.
Okay. You know what you should be eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're still really drawn to the things you shouldn't be eating.
Mm.
Now, the hard way of sticking to your diet is to resist those urges to eat those horrible things that you love but you shouldn't be eating. Now, the easy way is for your subconscious mind to say, we're not having them, I might as well switch off any desire to have them. So, and that's what we're talking about, an automatic pattern of thought, a learnt behaviour that you can hopefully just change.
Excellent. So we're also going to hear now from your last appearance on the show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right.
With Angela, mm-hmm. because everybody has little obsessions in life.
Yes.
And we weren't really sure what Angela's was.
We are now.
We are now. And we also learned that Tim's a bit of a mind reader because he got us sussed very quickly. So here we go.
Probably been bombarded, Jan, with my pictures over the week.
I have.
With my little road trip I took with
it
my cake.
It wasn't quite muddy enough.
Well, just bear in mind that I'm going to be doing more, so there'll probably be more pictures of me in some mud. And just to clarify, listeners, before you go off on strange tangents, because we know what you like out there, I did go away for a little birthday treat, and my husband, who is adorable, best one ever, no, you can't have him, he's mine, I've got him, he organised some huge surprises for me, and I ended up going on some more 4x4ing up in the Lake District. And I obviously went in the Land Rover. That's what I wanted to do. And so, yes. And, of course, I had the lovely cake that I took on tour, took on road trip, that my very good friend Nikki, who runs Little Brown Fairy Cake, she makes whatever bizarre thought you have of having it as a cake, she can make it. She's done buckets with chips and burgers and things. And so she made me a Land Rover. So I took it on a road trip.
How you decide to instruct your subconscious to do something better for you, there's loads of different ways, and I would never stop somebody from working on themselves. And in fact, when I work with people, I might give them a perfect place in their mind that they can go to, and that will anchor all of the work we've done there. Oh, you do know where that is. Is it in a Land Rover, by any chance?
A bright orange one. Jan's just given up. She's hiding in the corner now.
So Tim got to know Angela in depth with her orange Land Rover obsession.
Yeah. She doesn't hide it under a bushel.
She doesn't, no. Yeah. So we're picturing Angela. You're probably out there at the moment planning your road trip, finding the Australian version of Tigger. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be brighter. And we want photographs.
We do. We do.
But that excerpt was from a slightly larger conversation, Tim, where Angela had asked you about self-tuition.
Yeah.
CDs and things.
Yeah, as I say, there's a lot of people that put a lot of stall by them. Mm-hmm. I don't tend to use them much unless they're requested. But it absolutely works. There was a terrific Frenchman called Emile Couet who really took the idea of affirmations, took the idea of talking yourself into something, and tried to examine the science behind it, why it works and things like that. And he called it auto-suggestion. And the idea that if you feed your subconscious a message over and over again, then ultimately, eventually it will accept that message as the truth.
Right.
And it's a bit like that thing where we say, if we do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit, and then it becomes harder not to do than it does to do it. And,
sure.
And it's one of those things. It's kind of, if you think about CBT, a cognitive behavioral therapist, what they're doing, they're making you force yourself to change your behavior, which will override your pattern of thought.
Okay.
Okay. So you'll write yourself a new pattern of thought by repeating something over and over again. Now, of course, what I'm doing is coming from the other end. I'm trying to speak to the bit of you that's running that pattern of thought, change it for something better so it results in better behaviour. But both of these things work. It's mm-hmm. just the side of the coin you're coming from to address the problem. But they all inevitably as well feed back into each other. Right. So you change your behaviour, you change your thinking. You change your thinking, you change your behaviour. Right. And it all feeds mm-hmm. back into itself. So there's always a lot to be gained from some real conscious commitment to change. Mm-hmm. So to take the example of the eating the wrong things, let's say one day you do have that craving for that bit of chocolate that you shouldn't be having. You consciously saying, no, I'm not doing that anymore. What you're effectively doing in my world is you're nudging your subconscious and saying, no, remember, we don't do that now. And you're just giving it a little helping hand. Yeah. So I like a lot of conscious commitment from my clients, mm-hmm. even though they might not need any of it. But, you know, we like to get people on board in that way. Right. So, yeah, helping yourself is where it starts and kind of where it ends as well. Yeah. It's all about what you're doing for yourself, not necessarily what I'm doing to magically change what's going on. Right. Yeah?
And your purpose for coming on today is obviously, yes, to tell people about the services you offer to an individual.
Yes.
But you also run workshops, groups. Yeah. And we're going to take a little bit of a music break. And when we come back, we're going to hear about your next big workshop. Okay. Here we have choice from Tim. And it's a last request, but it's our first request.
Slow down. Lie down. Remember, it's just you and me. Don't sell out, bow out. Remember how this used to be. I just want you closer. Is that all right? Baby, let's get closer to. Question, just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we are going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. And I realize all about your lies, but I'm no wiser than the fool that I was before. I just want you closer. Is that alright? Baby, let's get closer tonight. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. And so I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Ooh, lay down beside me. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Tell me how can this be wrong? Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we are going nowhere. But one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders, no. Lay down beside me. And sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere. But one last time, let's go, yeah. Lay down beside me.
Channel Radio.
And welcome back to Who Cares Wins. We have in the studio today our special guest, Tim Box. Hello again, Tim. Right, so before the break, you mentioned that you're running a workshop in a few weeks' time.
That's correct, yeah, February the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd. And yeah, it's going to be an introduction to hypnotism. It's not going to be anything therapeutic. It's going to be a one-day course. I think we're running it from about 9 o'clock to 5:30. It's going to be a full day. Mm-hmm. And you're basically going to learn how to hypnotize somebody.
Right.
From complete ignorance to, okay, you're hypnotized. And hopefully beyond, not just leaving them there.
Oh, so that's going to be our next question.
Well, this is my first course. I just learned out of curiosity.
Right.
So, and since then, I've become a fellow and a senior trainer at Hypno Arts, who are the people who originally trained me, run by a guy called John Chase, who is a legend, one of the greats in the world at the moment.
Right.
But one thing we don't offer is just that one day intro, because the Hypno Arts thing, the ground level thing, is a weekend, mm-hmm. which is quite a commitment. It's residential. You stay over. I wanted to offer something that's a little bit more entry level.
Okay.
So it's kind of, we're just doing it for like a £97 fee. Just spend the day with us, mm-hmm. learn how to hypnotize people. I'm very fortunate. I've got Zoe Clues coming down from Harley Street, which is the other practice that I see clients at. She's going to be assisting. So I fully expect as a result that we will have some therapists and hypnotherapists coming down to add some tools to right. their toolbox, as we all like to do. But just because Zoe's there, because she's amazing as well. You know, she just, the things she doesn't know aren't worth knowing about hypnosis and about therapy.
Okay.
So yep. I'm really, really excited to have her coming down, facilitating with me on that. But it's just going to be a really, really fun day of learning. It's one of those things where you may have absolutely no reason for doing it, just as I did at the start. No reason at all, except I bet that'll be fun.
Uh-huh. That sounds a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I think this is it. I think who knows they want to be a hypnotist before they actually try hypnosis? Who knows that sort of thing? It's one of those things you've got to find out about. So, so just be teaching some fairly demonstrative, direct hypnotic techniques to people and just seeing how they get on with it. I mean, no doubt some people will come along and they'll exactly what happened to me will happen to them. They'll think, right, this is changing my life here. This is amazing. And other people will just say, that was a fun day. I might mention that down the pub.
I might try that out later.
That's it, right?
It's a completely open course, so absolutely anybody can come.
Absolutely.
So
you could be as experienced or as inexperienced.
Experience.
Yeah, exactly. It really doesn't matter. I would love to take all sorts of people from different walks of life, from different backgrounds, and just show them that, you know, when I learnt, by lunchtime the first day, I'd hypnotised somebody. And my mind was opened then in a way it never had been before.
And what did you do that first time?
The first time? Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you were mentioning the time when you were on stage with Paul McKenna.
I was. Harry,
because, she's been name-dropping, folks.
And, yes, you happened to mention about he had you gripping your hands
it
together.
Is, yeah.
And you couldn't take your hands apart.
No, that was the first stage before we had to go up. If you couldn't pull your hands apart,
then you
were allowed to go up on stage then right. to sort of see if he could put you
the
down under further.
Classic stage hypnosis induction of the hand lock.
So the super glue in the pocket didn't have anything to do with it.
No.
No?
Yeah,
you desperately wanted to go on stage.
You know, straighten my stuff.
That was the first induction I ever did. That was the first induction I ever did was a handlock.
Oh, really? That's what that's called, is it?
Coincidentally, yeah.
Oh, how funny.
A handlock, yes. In the trade, we call it.
No, it's a handlock. I have my hands locked. Yeah. My Paul McKenna.
So with a range of, as you say, complete beginners, just on a day out, bit of interest, mm-hmm. bit of fun, to somebody who might be thinking, this could be for me.
Yeah.
And then the other end of the scale, you've got people who are practicing and are going to pick up the hints and the tricks.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't be afraid to have existing professional hypnotherapists there as well, because right. knowing the trainings that I went on many trainings, and knowing the ones that I did and the kind of what's accepted as the industry standard, mm-hmm. I do recognize that the things I'm going to be teaching, most hypnotherapists in the country will not have done.
Right.
And certainly the way I'm talking about hypnosis is very different, I think, from the people that we come into contact with who come on the Hypno Arts courses. Most of the time it's new. I mean, I had somebody in particular, I remember, on one of our 6-day courses, halfway through the first day, he'd been practicing 15 years. Mm-hmm. And he said, I think I've just hypnotized my first person.
Right.
And because what he'd been told was hypnosis was very different from, you know, your Paul McKenna's and your John Chase's recognized hypnosis as, mm-hmm. Hypnotism is when you, without boring you with theory, hypnotism is when your subconscious becomes dominant to the point where you cannot consciously override what it is doing. So when you couldn't take your hands apart, you were consciously trying to take them apart, but your subconscious was saying, no, that's not the game we're playing at the moment. I'm keeping our hands together. And when you think about it, let's say we can't resist that chocolate. That's us consciously trying to resist it, mm-hmm. but our subconscious saying, I want chocolate and I'm having
I'm
chocolate.
I'm having it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having it.
Those two voices in your head. Yeah. One's winning.
Exactly, exactly. So when we get the attention...
You've got two. and
that
calm.
Awkward moment. Yeah. But no, this is, you know, when your subconscious decides to do something, it's going to do it.
Right.
And that's what I'll be teaching, is how to get in touch with that bit of people and get it doing things that you might want them to do.
And on the sort of sceptical side of things, the people who are out there thinking hypnotism, oh, you're going to make me into a chicken or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I can do that, but I charge extra for that. So I'm not going to just turn
you into
a chicken.
That's just a private class. Yeah. But for a complete beginner coming on the course and learning those skills of hypnotism, some people might think there's a danger in that.
When you are taught correctly... There's a guy in New Zealand called Reg Blackwood, and he's a brilliant guy. Again, one of the fellows of Hypno Arts, and he advertises his courses. You can learn hypnosis backwards, and what he does, he teaches you how to safely bring someone out of hypnosis before you've even learnt to hypnotise them. And this is the important thing as well. A lot of hypnotherapists, because they don't regard the importance or the unique nature of the hypnotic state, if we're calling it a state. Mm-hmm. Don't teach how to bring you out of hypnosis safely. And, you probably know that idea of, and when you're ready to come back into the room, you'll just open your eyes and you'll be all, you know. And it's a very kind of, I'm just sort of waking up. What's going on? And when we wake someone up, it's, you know, big five count. The same way that McKenna would wake someone up, the same way that your stage hypnotist wakes someone up. It's a big 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bang, you're wide awake. Stretch, energize, oxygenate. Mm-hmm. Come out of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That is the end of it. And there's a real big end point and a start point and end point, you know. And it's a bit like music. If everyone starts at the same time and ends at the same time, what goes on in between sort of works itself out. You know?
Right.
Mm. We've had a tweet.
We'll have a tweet.
We have a tweet from Mark Cridland.
Mark Cridland's favourite, is it?
Yes. He says that it's his birthday.
It'll
probably
Happy
be in the
birthday.
Pub. I did say, but this could be your best birthday present ever.
Oh,
which is favourited, so
nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
Well, happy birthday to Mark.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for spending your birthday with us.
Not today. No, on February the 22nd. That's why.
Oh, really?
I said to him, said he should come along.
It should. Yeah. That'd be a great, it blimey. Would. Get the hypnotic
invest,
bumps.
Invest in yourself that, instead of
yes.
Yeah.
Doing
so
something else.
The course is 9 till 5:30.
Yeah.
Long day.
Yeah, it is.
Without giving the course away.
Yeah.
Going to learn how to hypnotise.
Yes, you will.
How to bring some back.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Is there anything else in between?
There are so many things in between. You're going to learn the theory.
Right.
You're going to learn how it works and what you can do and what we're actually doing when we're hypnotizing somebody. You're going to learn to induce hypnosis in a way where you and the person you're hypnotizing completely knows they are hypnotized. It's none of this, well, I had my eyes closed, I was listening, I felt relaxed, I don't think I was hypnotized though. We don't do that because... Right. We need people to know it's happened. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, what are we charging them money for, you know?
So if I come along, my partner is very sceptical about almost cynical. And if I come along and learn how to do this, am I going to be able to do this to him when I come home?
You may well be able to, but I don't know if he can be hypnotised.
Yes, that's very true.
Now I say whether they can be hypnotised. I tend to think of it more as, well, I don't know whether he will be hypnotised.
Right.
Because whether it's a neurological thing, you're just not wired up the right way, or whether your learnings of previous life have just made you think, no, I'm not going anywhere near that, I don't know. I don't know whether it's you know, it's something, an attitude you've adopted or something that's wrong with your, not wrong with, but not doing it neurologically. But I know there is that 1 out of 10 that they just won't do it.
Mm,
now, there's an interesting thing about trying to hypnotise your spouse.
Yeah.
I could never hypnotise my wife.
Right.
But, you know, there's certain things, there's certain ideas that we have, and sometimes your spouse doesn't want you knowing everything about them.
No, that's true.
You know, they might think, I'm not letting you in that deep.
Yeah, I pretty much
Even though the whole, you're going to tell me all your secrets, is a bit of a myth.
I've lived with you for how many years, but now I'm going to find out the real you.
Yeah, also
there,
you know.
Frank, let me tell.
When they already know you as someone who isn't a hypnotist,
mm-hmm.
is your subconscious mind going to accept you as a hypnotist now? It's interesting, that sort of thing, you know. So
probably then after a day.
That's a no then.
I don't know. It's what it always is. It's an I don't know.
It's an honest.
But you'll certainly have the skills to be able to do it if he can do it neurologically.
Right.
And last time you were on the show, you took Angela and myself through the exercise of the subconscious finger.
Yeah.
And you said that might be an indicator as
The subconscious finger. What a lovely way of putting it.
is that a technical term?
The listening finger just dropped.
Yes. All of a sudden, he was sounding so professional until the subconscious finger came out.
We can do something today if you want. Yeah. I could do something with, obviously not going to do something with the listeners. And this isn't hypnosis, so I can do something just with Kerry if she's game.
I'm game.
Okay. All right, Kerry. Well, again, I have no idea if it's going to work. So this might be interesting either way, whether it works or not. Okay. Because this is a bit more demonstrative, a bit more direct than the subconscious finger, as we're choosing to call it now.
I want copyright on that.
What is the real term for the subconscious finger?
Subconscious finger, it was an ideomotor response exercise, but we can call it the subconscious finger anyway. Okay, what I want you to do then is you're going to have to take your hand off the mouse there, because Kerry's actually holding. Right, what I want you to do is put...
I'm tweeting.
Are you right or left-handed?
Right.
Can I ask you to put your right hand on the desk there? Push it down nice and hard, push it down nice and flat. That's it. Look at the back of your hand. I want you to... Look at your hand as it's pressed against the table, and I want you to feel the table pressing up against your hand, and you can feel that, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I want you to do is imagine that everywhere that your hand is in touch with the table, it's glued, like it's super glue. Imagine that the only reason your hand is pressed down flat on that table is because you can't lift it, because it's glued, because it's stuck down. Mm-hmm. As you imagine that, with all of your powers of imagination, what feels most stuck? Is it the palm or the fingers?
It's the palm.
The palm, okay. What I want you to do is... try and lift that palm. Notice as you try and lift it, the fingers stick even more. As you try and lift that, notice the fingers are sticking even more now. And you can feel that, yeah? And as you try and lift your fingers, notice the palm sticks even more. And in fact, you could really try and lift it now, and it would just seem to stick down more and more. And you can genuinely try and lift that hand now, Kerry. As you try, and you're genuinely trying to lift that, am I right? And it's stuck to the table. Actually, I'll tell you what, grab it with your other hand. Grab your wrist with your other hand. Really try and lift it. You'll notice it just sticks down. And you notice that hand now is stuck to your wrist. Notice that hand is stuck to your wrist. As you try and take that apart and it's just stuck to your wrist. Is that right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Just try and... genuinely trying. Don't muck around with you. Genuinely trying. It's just stuck. Yeah?
I'm going red now.
You're getting red. She's speechless. The giggles are kicking in.
Okay, I'm going to click my fingers. Then the hands will come apart. All back to normal. There you go. And lift that up. Lovely. Well done, Kerry. Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed for myself. I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm so easily susceptible to that kind of...
I wouldn't call it susceptible. That's,
well, what would you do? You have a powerful... I'm like, sort of almost think, oh my God.
I would call it talented.
Yes, okay? Well, I like that.
Because you've got to be wired up the right way. You've got to have a good imagination for you. Somebody once described hypnosis to me. It is Reg Blackwood again, actually, New Zealand. He described hypnosis to me as imagining something so brilliantly that it becomes real. And I love that description, because that's what happened there.
Yeah.
You imagined that your hand was stuck to the table and it became real to you.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't lift it. And that's a little bit about what hypnosis is about. That's a little bit about getting that foot in the door to the subconscious mind.
See, because I am very susceptible to that kind of thing. So, Frank calls me like Doris Day. I'm just a bit sort of like, oh, really? You're lovely. I'm very trusting.
Zoe at Harley Street has a brilliant story about the most suggestible, the most hypnotisable person in the world is her mum.
Right.
And she said once she got a letter from somebody she knows in America, and for the next 2 weeks she spoke with an American accent.
I like it.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel a bit better. Yeah.
Are you feeling good?
I am feeling good.
Perfect. Into the next track.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. A new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a new day, it's a new life.
feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. It's a new day, it's a new life for me.
If you fall asleep at the wheel, you'll put your life in danger, and the lives of others as well. Before you feel tired, pull off the road into a services or other safe area, drink some strong coffee, and take a quick nap while the caffeine kicks in.
If you're having a nap, you've left your lights on, sir.
All right, cheers.
Think. Don't drive tired.
Channel Radio.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins. So, Kerry, is your hand free?
My hand is free. I was asking Tim, why is it that happened to me so easily?
Well, and it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, this is, everyone has a different degree of talent for everything we do. You know, I'm sure when I first kicked a football when I was little, I'm sure when Wayne Rooney first kicked one, he kicked it better than I do. But then on top of that, of course, he practiced a lot more, mm-hmm. which is obviously the only reason he's a professional footballer and I'm not. But we all come with a certain amount of talent, which is what, you know, that first consult, it's a free consult that I do because I've got to check what you can do well. So if I was going to work with you, Kerry, mm-hmm. what that means is I know I can work quickly. I know I can get the attention of your subconscious, the bit of you that's doing everything in your life. Mm-hmm. I know I can get a dialogue going with that bit of you and see what it can change.
That subconscious. It does a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very busy.
Yeah. Whereas Jan, I know I've got to work a little bit harder to make
busy.
That connection.
Got to get the mallet out. Yeah.
We've got
chip
through.
Yeah, get the hand
chip
drill
it,
out.
Chip it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but everyone has a different degree of talent. Everyone have different things
I'm
they're good at.
I'm liking that he's using the word talent.
Yeah. I'm feeling so good now. I'm so talented.
I'll tell you what, Jan, don't feel bad. I am the worst hypnotist in the world. Whenever somebody tries to hypnotise me, my thought is, hang on, shouldn't I be in your chair? This is wrong. So, and it just doesn't happen for me. So I've kind of had to accept some people can't be hypnotised because so far I haven't been. And trust me, when you go on enough courses, everyone's
you
trying
haven't
to hypnotise
been. Now, hold on a minute.
I haven't really been hypnotised properly. Not certainly so that I can't lift my hand off the table like that, yeah. It's
fascinating.
Isn't
it? I feel like I'm a weak-willed character.
No, I think it's easy to suggest. Let's reframe that as a positive. But this is it. The thing that it means for you is that if there's anything you want to change, then we can do that.
Bring it on.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we said the date was February
the 22nd,
which is a Saturday.
It is.
And where is it?
It's in Maidstone. It's at the Russell Hotel.
Right.
You can get the details through my Facebook page, which is tim.box.790.
Yeah, 790.
The number, not the abstract concept.
we need to delve into why 790 later on, but probably off
there. I think it was just the number that they gave me personalise my address on Facebook. But you can find me on Twitter at timboxhypnotist. At Tim Box Hypnotist and all the details again. I'll be linking people to all those details,
and we'll post them on our Facebook as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So it's booking through you rather than through the hotel.
That's right, yeah.
It's a full day.
Yeah.
Do people get fed and watered?
They will get coffees and biscuits and stuff. Bring your own lunch. I don't know what you like to eat, but whatever you like to eat, bring it with you.
Okay. And so you've mentioned there that obviously people have different talents
yeah.
in regard to their subconscious being ready and open.
Absolutely.
So somebody could come on the course, be taught how to hypnotize,
yeah.
but could potentially be partnered with somebody who's not going to be
absolutely.
Hypnotized. So you're wandering the room and...
Yeah, everyone's going to get mixed up into different groups during the day. There's two quite lengthy practice sessions that we'll do. It's hands-on. It's literally, that's the name of the thing, is hands-on mm-hmm. hypnotism. I want you to be actively doing hypnosis with someone. And if at the end of the day you haven't hypnotized anyone, I will pair you up with one of the with someone like Kerry. Yeah.
I'll go over with her. Yeah, you're not very good. Go on, off you go.
And you'll get to have a play with a really good subject, because inevitably there are going to be some people that some people will come on the course as well wanting to experience being hypnotized. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. Right. Certainly, that was in my mind a little bit when I went on the first one. Actually, until the second day at lunchtime, I was still a bit down that I hadn't gone under. And it wasn't until I suddenly thought to myself, oh, no, hang on, I'm here to be a hypnotist, not a hypnotee. So then I sort of had to... So you did know then? By a day and a half in, when we'd done enough practice and enough attempts, I'd realised I was going to be, at best, a slower hypnotee than a speedy one like you are, Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you're fast. I'm just saying, you know, you're a...
But, Speedy Gonzales in the corner there.
Yeah,
that's the thing about radio. You can't see eyebrow movement. They're raised.
Yeah, but I mean, that's it. Everyone is different, and everyone will get different things from the course as well. But I guarantee it's just going to be so much fun. It's going to be fascinating. And hopefully you'll take away something that you'll keep with you for the rest of your life as something fairly unique when you're talking to people.
And if at the end of the day somebody's hooked, what would be their next path?
The next path, I would suggest, as I say, I'm a senior trainer at HypnoArts, and I do regard them as the best company in the world for hypnosis training,
right.
bar none. So I would certainly be steering people towards the longer courses that we run there.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on whether their approach was to do hypnotherapy or stage hypnosis, then my advice is to do what I did, which is get a mentor. If you want to go into stage hypnotism, John Chase is the best mentor out there. If you want to go into hypnotherapy, I like to think I'm not quite a bad mentor at that as well.
So you're offering your services?
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Have you mentored anyone?
I have. There's a lady in Canada I mentor. I mentor a couple of our students regularly. And basically, it's not just about enhancing your hypnotic technique, the way you deal with clients, the way you basically monetize something like a skill into a business, but also then building your practice and making sure that you're not one of those people who sit there as a part-timer wondering where your next client's coming from. And you're one of those people that are busy all the time. And when somebody calls up, they're like, well, I've got nothing for 2 weeks, but you know, let's book you in. And it's all that. It's the whole approach. When you get a mentor, you're not left on your own.
Right.
You know?
And that's good. We've, from our experience of doing the show, so many of the therapies, the practices, the professions, having a mentor keeps you, on your toes.
Yep.
You were saying yourself this morning, Kerry, having somebody that you know you're going to be going to chat to and reporting on how you do things, what you do.
Absolutely.
It's that person that you can go to and just say, look, I've tried this and it's just not working. What am I doing? And it could be just to be like a 2-minute conversation and you're back on track.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You definitely need that. Definitely.
So we've got the hands-on hypnotism on the 22nd.
That's right.
Anything else in the pipeline?
Well, interesting, the evening before that, on the 21st, at the Inner Goddess Centre in Faversham, I'm running always turns out to be one of the most fascinating things I do, and I still have no idea what's going on, but we're doing a past life regression evening where people are going to come in, and there's... we're basically just going to take people through some experiences, and I have no idea what is going on with that sort of stuff, because there's so many theories. Well, okay,
I'm in.
some people regard it, yes, we've lived before, we have the ability to tap into those memories that we store within our soul, or whatever you might want to call it. There are some people that regard it as we have this universal consciousness that we can tap into and experience other people's experiences from years gone by. Some people say we're channeling spirits. There are entities out there that haven't moved on that want to give us their experiences and give us their stories. And other people will say, this is all just your amazing, amazing subconscious mind and its imagination, creating whole little worlds for you and whole lives that you didn't really live. But whatever it is, It is absolutely fascinating.
So what's the format?
Format is you go along, you sit in an audience of about 30 or 40 people, and basically we do some of the things that we were doing there with you, sticking to things, floating arms in the air, just seeing whose mind is up for playing some games tonight.
Oh, I'd be on that stage when I was then, like, sucker, exactly. I think you've adopted your plant in the audience.
Yeah, can you follow me around everywhere, Kerry, and just be at all my events? But then, yeah, and then if somebody wants to experience something and see if we can take them back to a past life, they'll come up to the front. And I think we're going to have a scribe to take notes.
Is this something that you run or that you're part of the panel?
I'm doing something. There's a medium that's going to be there as well. We're doing a little bit of mediumship in the evening, which I haven't been involved with before, so that's going to interest me. I'm sort of fascinated to see how that works. But it's run by Kelly at the Inner Goddess Center, and if it's a success, which there's been so much interest in it, I would urge to book up quickly, because I think that one actually is, we're capping it at 40, so because we simply can't fit more than that in the room. So that should be a really interesting evening as well.
So where is it?
It's in Faversham at Standard Quay. It's the Inner Goddess Center. You can,
and people would book through them rather than contacting you.
They could contact me if they wanted to. I can take bookings as well. But best option is to go to Kelly Costello, who's at the Inner Goddess Center. And the Inner Goddess is on Facebook, or there's a website. Again, okay. I'm poorly prepared. I don't know
that's
the addresses
right.
for
right.
it,
we'll
but I'm
get
sure
that.
We can.
I'm sure. If
Inner
not
Goddesses,
from,
is it?
The Inner Goddess. Yeah.
Kerry's typing on Twitter as we speak. Spell check isn't keeping up with Twitter handles, but never mind. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
What else have I got coming? Well, there's something that's of interest at the moment that is completely in development. This is the first time I've mentioned it at all. Myself and another couple of excellent hypnotherapists called Ali Hollands and Carol Seaborn, we are going to do, basically, we're going to try and do a weight loss group. We're going to start up a weight loss group, which is going to be about group hypnosis and changing those patterns that we struggle to keep to.
Absolutely.
We're not nutritionists, we're not personal trainers, but most people, by the time they've come to a hypnotist to lose weight, they know all the things they should be doing. They're just struggling to do them.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to combine hypnosis and that group support kind of network thing, and plus the accountability, as we were talking about, going somewhere every week. We're going to run a few groups and see how it goes, because we've had an idea about a model of how this might work. So that's in development at the moment, and that will be on the table, able to book up in the next couple of months.
Right.
You've
got an idea of venue or area?
There's going to be different venues, because I know that we're all individually going to run a group ourselves.
Okay.
Mine will probably be in Faversham at the Inner Goddess, because I like that venue and I like the space. I think it's a great space, so I'm hoping to do mine there. But Ali and Carol will have their own venues in mind. Although for those first three groups that are running, we will all be supporting each other. It's just basically, getting together and seeing if we can get something really, really good started.
Excellent. So you'll let us know when that's up and running.
Absolutely,
so we can shout about it.
Definitely. I'd love that. Thank you.
Excellent. So we're going to take another quick music break and we'll be back after this.
Forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't.
Welcome back to Who Cares Wins. So we've had a fascinating chat to Tim. Thank you so much for coming back and seeing us.
Thank you for having me back. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Excellent. So we wish you all the best with all your courses and workshops. And we'll be yelling about those on the show as week comes. We'll tweet, we'll post on Facebook. We'll correct any errors that we've sent out. See, you've
been in charge of the tweets.
Trapped Kerry's hand there, and now she can't type properly.
I'd like to say that was the only reason.
So just before we say thank you and goodnight to Tim, some contact details. We're just going to mention them again. So your Twitter handle
is at timboxhypnotist.
That's all one word. And Facebook?
It is tim.box.790.
Excellent. And we'll share those on Facebook. He, when I put him on the spot, he looks like he's on an exam test.
I know.
What's my name? Who am I?
Yeah. I know that. I know that one.
And please do yell as to when you get your other group set up.
I certainly
We'd love
will.
To share that information.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to be talking events in just a sec, but did everybody know that today is officially the UK's sickie day? Apparently the first Monday in February is the day when most people sign off sick. Because of the winter blues and post-Christmas and no holiday on the horizon. So if you were one of those and you tuned in today, we thank you for listening. And we won't encourage you to join us again in the future on a Monday, but you can listen again on Thursdays and via the Listen Again feature. Being internet radio, we're available in lots of different sources, from Angela's own website, Another Journey Begins, and from my website, Greenleaf Ergonomics. You can listen back to our past shows at any time you want. And in any time zone, because Angela tweets about the Australian time zone. I think it's Thursday at 2. But we have events to share with you.
We do. We do. There's lots of them. So February is National Heart Month. So if you want to hear more about that, it's www.bhf.org.uk.
That's the British Heart Foundation.
British Heart Foundation. This week is Tinnitus Awareness Week, which is www.tinnitus.org. org.uk.
And tinnitus is that condition where you may hear sounds or get uncomfortable sensations in your ears.
I have that.
You have that?
Well, I think it's not Frank talking at you when
you get home.
You know, I say that to him. Are you breathing in my ear again? But I don't think it's him. I like to think it is, but I don't think it is.
Okay. So Tinnitus Awareness Week, yes.
And then February the 7th is Ramp Up the Red. British Heart Foundation is Fight Heart Disease Campaign, which is ramp.uptheRed.org.uk, and you can listen to our show from week 14 to hear Kim
41.
Kim, week 41 to hear Kim Brophy.
Yeah, Kim Brophy
from British Heart Foundation talk about this and other ways to support the British Heart Foundation.
So Ramp Up the Red sounds like a really good day. It's your chance if you want to organise an event, raise funds, raise awareness. There's lots of literature available on the British Heart Foundation website that you can download. And they're doing it all year round, but February 7th, this Friday, is their big event day.
And the last but not least is Bobble Day, Age UK. There's lots of, it's a very long
Basically, Bobble website. Day has come about, it's Age UK of promoting
Warm
it.
Up Britain.
It's Warm Up Britain. It's for your elderly neighbours, family members, making sure they're warm this time of year, getting in contact, offering to help in any way you can. Your granny used to knit, So it's sort of I that.
Knit.
Do knit.
I
oh,
do.
Well.
I love knitting. It's my
woolly jumpers,
it's my therapy.
Woolly
I need
hats.
That.
Keeping warm in winter. And we also had a local event, did we, from Brenda?
We do.
I think.
We do. We have the lovely Brenda Cameron, who is doing a free session on a goal setting workshop, which is in the Horsebridge in Whitstable in Kent, where I live. It's on Sunday the 9th of March from 10:30 to 1:30. And it's all talking about personal goals, relationships, material goals, financial goals. What will that give you? Why do you want it? When do you want it? So it's creating a compelling future. Free session, a goal setting workshop by Brenda Cameron. And her website is BrendaCameronTherapies.blogspot.co.uk.
So we'll pop all of those onto Facebook as we do you normally. Mm-hmm. And you've now got part four.
Part four. Dun,
drum
dun,
roll.
Dun, dun. It is an ongoing acronym quiz. I was very excited.
Absolutely. Pen and paper at the ready, folks.
Yes. So number four is the acronym is EFT. So this was mentioned by Jane Unsworth on week 23, show 20. And there are two possible answers to this one, so we'll accept either. But prizes will be given after week 12.
Yes, so this is
number four. Number four of 12, so make sure you make a note. And if you have a look on our Facebook page, there might be a few clues on there to help you along. So EFT.
Excellent. And on next week's show, we have the lovely Miriam McGurk. Miriam is an author. She writes under the pen name of Josie Maguire. And she'll be telling us about how she took a leap of faith in 2003 to spend 5 months a year up in a mountain in a traditional Turkish village. Some 30 years behind the West is how she describes it in terms of lifestyle. And she said this natural environment inspired her to become a full-time writer. And Tales from Turkey is her first book of short stories. So Miriam will be on next week to share her experiences, what led her to Turkey and how she finds being an author. As always, you can tweet us at any time. Our Twitter handle is @CaresWins. Our Facebook page is... Da-da-da.
Who Cares Wins Radio Show.
Excellent.
And we also have a LinkedIn group.
We do indeed.
Who Cares Wins Radio.
And our email address, Who Cares Wins Radio Show at hotmail.co.uk. So lots of ways to get in touch. We look forward to hearing from you. Hope you can join us next week. Thank you again, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kerry.
Oh, and I'm coming back next week.
You are coming back next week. And Angela, if you've been listening, we hope you're having a fantastic time.
Yes.
We'll hear from you again soon, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Take care, all. Have a good week.